In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the church celebrates the feast of circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory, that was in the eighth day of his birth, according to the Jewish law, to fulfill the commandment, as our teacher St. Paul said, now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. Then he gave us the sign of the new covenant, the baptism, as the apostle St. Paul said, in him you were also circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, but by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. In the era of grace, we keep the spiritual circumcision of the heart by repentance of sins to live for the Lord in righteousness and holiness. The feast of circumcision is the one of the seven minor feasts of the Lord that the church celebrates in them, the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory forever. Amen. قد رتبت الكنيسة أيضا أن يكون هذا اليوم تذكارا لصعود إيليا النبي إلى السماء. وذلك أنه لما علم إيليا بأمر صعوده ذهب مع تلميذه إليشع من الجلجال إلى بيت إيل، حيث أعلم تلميذه إليشع بالأمر. ثم ذهب سويا إلى نهر الأردن وضرب إيليا مياه النهر بردائه فانشقت المياه إلى نصفين، فعبر كلاهما على اليابسة، وبينما هما يسيران ويتكلمان إذا مركبة من نار وخيل من نار ففصلت بينهما، فصعد إيليا في العاصفة إلى السماء. وكان إليشع تلميذه يرى وهو يصرخ يا أبي يا أبي يا مركبة إسرائيل وفرسانها، ولم يراه بعد ذلك. ورفع إليشع النبي رداء إيليا الذي سقط عنه ووقف على شاطئ نهر الأردن وضرب به الماء فانفلق إلى نصفين ومشى على اليابس راجعا إلى حيث كان. بركة إيليا النبي وتلميذ إليشع النبي فلتكن معنا أمين. Today also the year 19 of the martyrs, 303 Anno Domini was the martyrdom of the four archons, lay leaders in Isna, on the return of Arianus, the governor for the second time to Isna. He met the four archons, Osaphius, Samaian, Havog, and Bahuash. They were from the lay leaders of Isna, its scribes and the governor of its affairs. They were charitable to the poor and the needy, and were the providers of the widow and the orphans. They came before the governor confessing their faith in the Lord Christ, not worrying about the threats and tortures. The governor ordered to savagely torture them, but their faith was not shaken. Finally, the governor ordered to behead them, and thus they received the crowns of martyrdom. And the blessing of their prayers be with us. Amen. في أيضا من سنة 152 ميلادية تنيح الأب القديس ماركيانوس البطرك الثامن من بطركة الكراز المرقصية. ولد هذا القديس بالإسكندرية وتعلم به، لكثرة علمه وتقواه جعلوه مديرا لمدرسة الكليريكية اللاهوتية، قد اشتهر بالفضيلة. فلما خلى الكرسي المرقوسي بنياحة الأنبا أومانيوس انتخبوه بطريركا سنة 141 ميلادية، فاهتم بتعليم الشعب وحثهم على المثابرة أمام الاضطهاد الوثني. بعد أن أقام على الكرسي 10 سنوات و2 شهر تنيح بسلام ودفن بالكنيسة المرقوسية بالإسكندرية بركة صلواتي فلتكن معنا، أمين. Today also of the year 905 of the martyrs 1189 and the Domini marks the departure of Pope Mark III, Marcus the 73rd Patriarch of Alexandria. His name was the deacon Abu al-Farag ibn Abi Sa'd. He was of Syrian origin and worked as a merchant, and he was well known for his purity, celibacy, and piety. He was chosen patriarch in the year 1166 and a dominant. When he sat on the apostolic throne, he served his flock with all purity, prayers, and many tears because of the hardships that befell the Coptic people during the Crusades. When Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi took over the reign of the government in Egypt, the status of the Copts had improved. Consequently, the Holy Father undertook a pastoral tour. In it, he visited his flock in all the region of Egypt. After he sat on the throne of St. Mark for 22 years and 7 months, he departed in peace. He was buried in the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shehid. The blessing of his prayers be with us. Amen. فيها أيضا من سنة 987 للشهداء 1271 ميلادية تنايح البابا جبريال الثالث بطرك 77 بطركة الكرازة المرقسية، قام بعمل الميرون المقدس في كنيسة العذراء المعلقة بمصر القديمة، واشترك معه أسقف كثيرين، وذلك خلال فترة حبريته لم تتجاوز 2 سنين. ثم تنايح بسلام ودفن بكنيسة الشهيد مرقوريوس أبو سفين بمصر القديمة بركة صلوات فلتكن معنا، أمين. Today also of the year 95 of the martyrs 379 and the Domine, the Holy Father Saint Basil, the great Archbishop of Caesarea, Cappadocia, departed. He was born in the year 329 and the Domine in Sebasta, Cappadocia, to a religious family. His two brothers were St. Gregory, Bishop of Nicaea, and St. Peter, Bishop of Sebastia. He was instructed in rhetoric, philanthropy, and natural sciences in Caesarea, Palestine, then in Constantinople and Athens. He was a friend and a fellow student of St. Gregory, the theologian, and Julian. He became later an emperor, and apostatize of the faith in the Lord Christ. And Basil also went to Antioch to study at the hands of the philosopher Libanius, the Antiochian, and worked for a period of time as a lawyer. In the year 358, Anadomini abandoned the world and came to Egypt, traveled through its wilderness, where he learned from its monks piety, virtues, and life of asceticism. Upon his return, he lived in seclusion in the wilderness of Pontus, where he practiced life of asceticism and worship. When the fame of his holiness spread, many gathered around him, established a monastery for them, and put down for them the necessary canons and regulations to guide them in the way of Anglican perfection. He became the first founder of Gnosticism in the countries of Pontus and Cappadocia. In the year 360 Anno Domini, he received the grace of priesthood. He continued to teach the believers and to bring back those who went astray. Because of the sanctity of his life and the excellence of his knowledge and virtues, he was chosen Archbishop of Caesarea, Cappadocia, in the year 370 Anno Domini. Faced many hardships from the Arian Emperor Valens, but he thankfully endured them all. The Lord wrought many miracles and wonders in his hands. He was the one to put down the liturgy of St. Basil that our Coptic Church uses regularly. He also composed many books, spiritual commentaries, ascetic, the church canons. When he finished his good and devout, departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. في أيضا تذكر تكريس كنيسة القديس إسحاق الدفراوي الشهيد وتعيد الكنيسة بتذكار استشهاده في ستة بشنس. فبعد استشهاده أخذ المؤمنون جسده الطاهر في أكفان نقية وأرسلوه إلى بلدته دفرة، قرية ما زالت بنفس اسمها تابعة لمركز طنطا محافظة الغربية، حيث بنيت له كنيسة في نفس المكان الذي كان يعيش فيه. وكرس أسقف الإبرشية في مثل هذا اليوم وضع فيها الجسد الطاهر. ظهر رب عجائب كثيرة في هذه الكنيسة، فكان كل الذين أصابتهم أمراض مستعصية يذهبون إليها وينالون الشفاء بمجرد دخولهم فيها والتبرك من جسد القديس. بركة صلوات هذا الشهيد طاهر تكن معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا. أمين. أكسياس. Oh.